Ambassador Aziz, Mr. President, thank you for giving us the floor. Ambassador Bowman, Ms. Wemba, Mr. Carbonier, Mr. Guerra, ladies and gentlemen, at the outset, allow me to congratulate Sri Lanka for its strong lead towards the organization of this meeting amid significant financial difficulties. I also wish to express a warm welcome to Ambassador Felix Baumann, recently appointed permanent representative of Switzerland to the Conference on Disarmament. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, more than 10 years after its adoption, the Cluster Munition Convention continues to represent a successful disarmament instrument firmly rooted in humanitarian imperatives. Thanks to this convention, cluster munitions, one type of explosive weapon, have been comprehensively banned. We must ensure that this prohibition remains fully intact and that compliance with international humanitarian law is fully protected. I am pleased that the convention's implementation has largely been a success, and there's much to applaud. Meetings of state parties are an important moment to celebrate these achievements and take decisions on the way forward. 99% of all cluster munition stocks declared by state parties have been destroyed. As stockpile destruction progresses, so does land clearance, and most state parties are on track to meet the convention deadlines or have completed clearance ahead of time. Victim assistance measures have been put in place in many countries, though more efforts are needed to support victims and communities. NASH reporting, an essential tool to assess a country's implementation status, is at 65%, a high figure relative to the reporting rates of other disarmament conventions. Over 89% of initial transparency reports have been received, which is a record for the convention. Regarding universalization efforts, since the meeting last year, the state parties to the convention have increased to 106. I congratulate the Gambia and the Philippines on their accession to the convention. With the aim of reaching 130 state parties by the second review conference next year, a goal under the Dubrovnik Action Plan, we need to redouble our collective outreach to encourage other states to consider becoming parties. I would be remiss not to acknowledge the determination and hard work of civil society and international organizations in support of the convention's success. In his agenda for disarmament, securing a common future, the Secretary General called for strengthened partnerships for disarmament between governments, civil society organizations, and expert groups. This convention is an example of what can be achieved when the expertise of different stakeholders is leveraged towards a common goal. Unfortunately, the success of the convention has not been matched by timely financial commitments of states. This year, the meeting was reduced to 2 days due to insufficient funds and the absence of any financial measures to ensure liquidity. Ultimately, the success of the convention is hampered by non-payments or late payments by a significant number of state parties to the convention and states participating in its meetings. As you are aware, these financial issues are structural in nature and are currently impacting all the disarmament conventions supported by UNODA in Geneva. I trust that your discussions will lead to measures to ensure that this convention is put on a solid financial footing. The Office for Disarmament Affairs stands ready to fully support your efforts. And as the President mentioned, a longer version of the statement will be posted on the website to respect the 4-minute deadline set for this meeting. Thank you all. Thank you, Mr. President.